Sure, he told Ed. Whatever you need. Now, when you get out there with your equipment and start digging holes for the new poles, make sure you keep them away from the field. That kind of equipment can put ruts in the turf, you know, Ed said to Jim. Yeah, I know. And when you cut the trench between the poles to bury the electrical lines, make sure you keep the trencher off the field. I don't want anyone trampling down the grass. Don't worry, Ed. I won't touch your sacred acre. The rest of the guys in the group howled with laughter. After that, the name spread. Every morning, someone managed to make some sort of comment about Ed's sacred acre. One day, it was Delbert Hoosman. Everyone called him Stub, who said, Hey, Eddie, drove by your sacred acre today. I could have sworn I saw a dandelion popping up around the 50-yard line. You better get out there and pull it up. You know how dandelions spread. Another day was Willie Vanderholt, who owned the local feed store where they met for coffee, who chimed in, I heard there were some kids out last night running up and down your sacred acre. You better check to make sure the lock is still on the gate. Everyone laughed and laughed with each comment, including Ed. However, after they finished their coffee, Ed went down to the high school and took a look around his field to make sure no dandelions had invaded and that the lock was still firmly in place on the gate. More than once he discovered dandelions spread out across the field. They hadn't grown up overnight. His coffee-drinking buddies had put them there as a joke. Ed never minded his friends razzing because he knew his obsession with the field was not about a 360 by 160-foot plot of grass. His sacred acre served as a symbol of a much larger lesson he wanted to convey to the young men who signed up to play football for him. Prior to his arrival, Parkersburg High School had only fielded 3 winning teams since it started football in 1958. In 34 seasons under Ed Thomas, they only had 1 losing season. Along the way, Ed compiled 292 victories, along with 2 state championships, 4 state runners-up, and 19 playoff appearances. Every season, Ed preached the same life lessons of hard work, focus, commitment, and attention to the smallest detail. If we do the little things right, he told his teams, the big things will take care of themselves. One glance over at the football field made it clear that Coach Thomas practiced what he preached. The AP football field also showed one of Ed's greatest gifts, a gift that endeared him to people in a way not even he fully understood. Back when Parkersburg High School, before the consolidation with Applington, was built in 1970, athletic fields.